Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauleys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauley. It's October 28, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 2nd and 3rd, 2003.
Nazarene, here's a question I've been thinking of asking for quite some time. With the Texas dead zones covering NASA in Houston, won't this stop one of the Spiritist goals of someday returning to the stars and leaving Earth to those it rightfully belongs to from happening?
Really, Alora, do you think the pitiful projects that NASA are doing will be anything compared to the projects that your people will do when you get ready to return to the stars? I mean, you ships will make the space shuttle look like a child's toy. Oh, Alora, hardly will it ever be a time that what NASA does will matter that much. Oh, no, don't let me say that. What NASA does matters very much. The beauty that they have done with the Hubble telescope and their knowledge that they are gaining of the universe will of course be helpful to you, but your people will be so far ahead of NASA when they start building their ship, and your rockets won't blow up half as much as NASA's do or as the European Association does. I mean, when you people get going, it's going to be a phenomenal effort. Probably by the time that you start making your spaceships, primitive anti-grav will be available, and it will be a lot easier to get ships in and out of orbit, and the ships that you build will be phenomenal. But no, Lord, no. The little things that NASA is doing doesn't really matter that much. It will be something for your people to build on, and the knowledge that they have gained will be beneficial to you, but I don't think that it will mean much at all to you when you get going. I'd love to see when you people make your first space shot. It's going to upset the whole rest of the world, knowing the way you do things.
Wow!
I'd consider that an understatement, Alora. A real understatement.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like science fiction books, you will like Confederate Victory. You can check it out online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm.
We recently reported that the Dark Ones attacked the Pearly Gate and tried to distract the angelic messengers from their missions in the Iraq War. That John Lennon, Heaven's hero, saved the day again. Exactly what does this attack mean, Nazarene? Why did the Dark Ones do something that sent some of them to the second death?
It is hard sometimes, Laura, to understand why the Dark Ones do anything, but we believe this was an act of pure desperation. As each day passes and the dead zones take more and more effect, the kingdom of God's power is growing more and more. We are able to fight what the Dark Ones are doing more and more. Each day we are whittling away a little bit at their power, jabbing away a little bit at their workers, and canceling out more and more of their ability. We believe that this last attack was a pure act of desperation, as we are closing in on one of their greatest henchmen, as we are eliminating one of their greatest sources of power, and one of the people that is directing the darkness into the afterlife and damaging the kingdom of God. They are getting absolutely desperate to fight back, to attack us in some way. But everything they do is to no avail. They thought 9/11 would cripple the United States and make it helpless and make the kingdom of God helpless. They were totally wrong. It rallied the United States against their evil. And now, even though many in the United States still do not want to fight, do not want to go out there and get after these creatures of darkness, they are doing so. This was a pure act of desperation, Alora. Nothing else.
Well, I hope it's the last run we'll see from them, Nazarene, and the forces of light will win the battle.
I seriously doubt, Alora, that it will be the last time we hear from them, but you are absolutely right. The forces of light will win.
We'll be back again